Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.
And of course, we're celebrating this week also with the Knights of Dagama. Yeah, they have some good things coming your way at Branston Council 47. It is, and I'm joined by these three gentlemen in the studio. I have two Peters, I have two Rocks, and a John in the studio. Gentlemen, how are you?
Well, thanks, and you,
Khanya. Fine, thank you. I think we will start on my left with John. Just a brief introduction, who John is in the Knights.
John Murphy, I came to South Africa in 1983, 35 years ago, on a two-year contract, and I'm still here. I joined the Knights about 22 years ago in Bryanston, and I've done various things at Bryanston over the years, and gladly have had the opportunity to help raise funds for charity via our annual charity golf day and our annual charity ball.
Yes. What made you join the Knights, of all things that you could have joined?
Interestingly, one of my work colleagues was involved in the Knights at the time, 22 years ago, when I was working for Standard Bank, one Harry Green. Hello, Harry, if you're out there listening. And Harry encouraged me to join the Knights, being involved in Bryanston Catholic Church, where Harry was also involved as a parishioner. He encouraged me to join the Knights, and I'm very glad that I did that 22 years ago.
Okay. The Knights of Dagama. Peter, I think we will go straight to you. Tell us a little about yourself, and then why the Knights?
Thank you, Khanya. And good morning to all the listeners. And firstly, thank you for this opportunity to promote the Knights of Dagama and to promote our charity ball. So I joined the Knights in 2013. I found that it was in my life, I was looking to give something back to the church, to become a bit more involved. And I spoke to the late Father Michael Fitzpatrick, and it was either the Knights of Dagama or St. Vincent de Paul. And after chatting to Father Michael, he said he thinks the Knights are more suitable for me. Nothing wrong with St. Vincent de Paul. We all do work for the glory of God and spreading of his kingdom on earth.
Yes.
So it's been a great last 5 years. I'm the Grand Knight of the Council, which means a lot of work, but it's a pleasure to be working with a committed bunch of brothers. And yes, and that's it. My side.
And Peter, another Peter, Mpuang, tell us about your role then in the Knights as well.
Thank you, Khanya. I joined the Knights 2 years ago. I'm one of the babies in the organization.
Yes, 35, two years.
Yeah, and I'm the Deputy Grand Knight for Council 47. Mm-hmm. What made me join the Knights? I was always inquisitive to understand, who are these gentlemen wearing these cloaks? And the attire attracted me a lot. Coming from a diocese of Kimberley in the Northern Cape, and for me, I had a different perspective who the Knights were, because there were none in the township parishes, except when you go to town parishes. So yes. I said, I want to know what is that they are doing which we can't do. I'm just kidding on that. Well, the reason I joined the Knights was to find true meaning of what it means to become a good Catholic gentleman and to build my faith, understanding it where it starts and where it ends, and where to journey further in life. So the main attraction was the Christian aspect, the developmental aspect, the main issue of trying to know and understand the church fully and the role of men in the church. Not, of course, neglecting understanding the role of women, but me as a young man, as a gentleman, well, I'm no more young, what is that I can do for my community, my parish, my church community, my general community, and the entire country and the world, that contribution.
So, you know, people look at that and think, wow, graduation gowns. These look like, you know, your knight.
The regalia.
The regalia, yes. People look and think, wow, these are graduation gowns.
So look, the knights, I mean, we have some traditions, we have some rituals.
I'm trying
and we
to go live, yeah? Don't worry about me. I'm trying to go live on Facebook as
okay.
well.
Okay. And we have rituals, we have traditions, and we have regalia. And the Knights is not a secretive organization, so maybe to dispel one misconception. As Peter said, we're always on the lookout for good Catholic gentlemen to join the Knights. We have got membership of just over 1,100 members nationally.
Sure.
And across a variety of ages. So we're looking for men who want to become more involved in their church and also get a deeper understanding of their faith as well. The Knights is not just about charity and fundraising and charitable works, but also about your personal sanctification and deepening your knowledge and your understanding and your practice of your faith as well, and living it out It's a men's organization, but we're also very family oriented as well. We do include the families, home masses, rosaries, monthly rosaries, social outings and things like that. So whilst it's a men's organization, it's not limited to the engagement of men only. Families are very welcome to be part of the Knights.
Yes. So families are part of it, but you also have beneficiaries, John, that you're supporting through the structures of the Knights of Da Gama.
Yeah, and firstly, nationally, different councils in Eastern Cape, Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg, around the country will support different local charities depending on what the needs are in their different local areas.
Yes.
In Bryanston, we have about 10 or 12 charities that we've supported over a number of years. Our main charity supported is Nazareth House Children's Home in Yeovil, but we also support other charities like St. Vincent de Paul, Special Religious Education, and we also support the Catholic Women's League Primary School, Mary Immaculate Queen in El Dorado Park. Mm-hmm. So it just gives a flavor of the different types of charities that we support.
Yes, and Nazareth House specifically.
Yeah.
I know, I mean, you have priests that are there, you have nuns that are there, and you have lay people also that are senior that are living there. Why did you particularly choose Nazareth House?
Very shortly after Council 47, Bryanston started 26 years ago, we adopted Nazareth House as a charity to support specifically the AIDS-affected children. In the very early days, we used to bring the children out to the Spur in Bryanston as an outing.
Yes.
What was very sad about that particular time was that quite often we'd have a list of 35 children who would be coming to the party. And on the day, we'd get news that one or two of them had died, because in the early days, AIDS-affected children didn't have much chance of surviving. Gladly, with the retroviral drugs and other drugs that are available now, most of these children can survive. So it was a charity that we, as a bunch of men in Bryanston, thought was very deserving of our support. So that's why we adopted the AIDS-affected children's home in Bryanston.
Yes.
And that was one of the main reasons behind the formation of the charity ball 17 years ago, to raise money for these children. Of course, the charity ball now raises money for all of our charities.
Yes. So, well, it's called Spring Charity Ball. Do you always do it in spring, Peter?
Yeah. This is a tradition which we have developed every year when it comes to this time. We make sure that we plan in our year planner. Our Spring Charity Ball takes place at least the first week of September. So we know people are quite jovial, they're excited, they're getting out of their warm jackets, now into their sleeveless and good t-shirts and shorties and sloppies.
Yes.
So come and we say, come and enjoy with us, celebrate spring. Some have an opportunity to celebrate it in their different groupings, and we're saying as a community, first at church, at home, as a council, our family and friends, very family-oriented program.
Yeah.
That's why we call it the Spring Charity.
And, of course, this is when people also open their wallets, Peter.
Correct. So we're looking for people to open their wallets, to open their hearts and come and celebrate with us, but open their wallets as well. The theme this year is Saturday Night Fever, the decade from the 70s. So for those that remember, some of us in the room might remember platform shoes, bell bottoms and Afro hairstyles. There you go.
Yes.
So please dig out your old clothing. Go and hire clothing. And for those younger generation that don't remember that, come join us for a blast from the past. We're going to have good music from the 70s. I'm thinking of Gloria Gaynor. We'll celebrate the late Aretha Franklin as well. We'll recognize her. So we'll have music to cater for all tastes.
Yes.
A three-course meal. A ticket price is 375 Rand per person. So also what we're going to do is we're going to offer two tickets complimentary to the first caller from the audience. They've got to be Gauteng based, of course, to get themselves to the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to – so the Knights are celebrating their 75th anniversary this year. They were founded in Durban in November of 1943. So this year we celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Knights of Da Gama of South Africa.
I suspect that's why the ticket was supposed to be 300 Rand, but you added 75 for the 75 years for the Knights, didn't you?
Our deserving beneficiaries deserve some decent charity funds.
Yes.
And every cent we raise goes to charity. So we don't keep anything back. back. We cover our costs, and every cent we raise goes to charity.
Yes. And this is happening at Imaya Center in here in Joburg.
Yeah? Correct. Imaya Corner Center of Sloan and William Nicol Streets. It's right next to the Bryanston Catholic Church.
Yes. That's on Saturday, the 8th of September. It's this coming Saturday. So come through. You can get tickets from the Knights of the Gamma or from the parish.
Correct. So not from the parish. Mm-hmm. If people contact me, I'll give out my they can contact any of us. We'll give out our mobile numbers, and we'll leave the mobile numbers with you if you get queries late in the week. But we do need to know by Wednesday if people would like to join so that we can confirm our catering numbers. Very important. We don't want to over cater, yes, but we also don't want to under cater.
Yes.
So
okay. So we're looking forward to that. That's on Saturday, the 8th of September. John, I know you want to say something.
Yeah, just also to mention that our other main charity fundraiser is our annual golf day, which is happening on September the 11th, Tuesday, at the Wanderers Golf Club. And we still have some four-ball places available if anybody is keen to enter mm-hmm. a four-ball. Of course, generally, for both the charity ball and the charity golf day, we're looking for auction items,
yes,
raffle prizes, or donations. And particularly for the golf day, any donation of four of anything will be very useful for golf prizes.
So
maybe there are some things lying around, like bottles,
yes,
of whiskey or God knows what, in your house that you might like to donate, because all the funds, as Peter said, goes to charity.
Yes.
So we really would appreciate our listeners considering how they might like to contribute.
So
to
two big things happening. The 8th of September, it's this spring charity ball at Imaya's Center, which is Connor Sloan and William Nicol. Mm-hmm. That's right next to the church. And then the 11th of September, it's the golf day.
At the Wanderers.
This is at the Wanderers in Johannesburg. Peter Mbuang, why should people support these events that are done by the Knights of the Gamma?
First of all, as we said in the beginning, we raise funds for charity. We promote charity work. We would like to play a big role in contributing towards the charities we are supporting, as John mentioned. Mm-hmm. At least 13 charities, organizations we are supporting. So we'd like to encourage people to help us by contributing, first by attending the Spring Charity Ball and playing the raffle. We've got a raffle also, mm-hmm, which goes for $50 a ticket. There
Correct.
Are good prices where you can even price for two to Cape Town and go and have fun out there. Mm-hmm. Well, the program, the reason we're saying it's fun, the program is quite simple but exciting. The 1970s, you remember John Travolta?
Of course.
I remember the days. I used to have an afro myself. So unfortunately, I don't have an afro anymore. I had to go and hire one soon. So it doesn't mean if you don't have those regalia or the type of clothes for the day, you cannot come. Come as you may, mm-hmm, but please try and work within the theme.
Yes.
We'll also have surprises for you where the auction itself, beautiful items to be auctioned, and mm-hmm, they'll be fun, get to know one another. I made friends in the last 2 years meeting people at the ball. Up until today, we are good friends, people I've never met, mm-hmm, but today we are good family friends. And the program is quite simple. We've got big surprises, and I don't know, should I tell them about the surprise, especially when it comes to the music? One of the people who will open up and break the ice and sing. No, it's a secret.
Yes, it's a surprise.
Come and see who's that
We've
person.
Got someone from Clergy's Got Talent, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
but
yes,
we'll keep it a surprise.
Okay. It's a surprise.
So I see exactly what you're saying now. One has to come to the ball,
yes,
for them to really enjoy,
yes,
this.
Yeah.
But also, you know, you're donating, you're giving your time, you're giving your money, mm-hmm, but you'll get a fun time back.
Oh yeah, good meals, of course. There'll be,
yes,
good nutritious meals and drinks. There will be a bar, of course. So those who'd like to take some heavy stuff, we'll have all sorts. If you're a single malt person, it will be there. I'll also make sure there's a box of Cohiba. Those who want Cohibas or Patragas, please come. We'll have a separate room.
I have
outside.
No idea what those are, but
those are cigars.
So there you go, the 8th of September, and Knights of the Gamma holding this popular annual Spring Ball Charity or Charity Ball in Imaya Center at 7:30 p.m. That's when it starts, yes.
Correct, at 7 for 7:30. Hanya, may I take the opportunity to give a shout out for our sponsors?
Because
we've got some very generous sponsors who've sponsored us over the years. So this year, and this list is not complete, but this is what we've got to date. So we've got Azteca Mexican Products, Imsimbi Training, Learning Strategies, Life Day Spa Four Ways, Olive and Caper Restaurant, Profitable People, Sloan Meat Market, Soweto Hotel and Conference Center, Telliot Cleaning and Hygiene Services, TSF Technical Services, the Western Cape Town, and W Consulting. So they've sponsored us with prizes, donations in cash, etc.,
yes,
for this year and in past years. So I'd just like to acknowledge their sponsorship and say thank you very much. We're very grateful for it. And as Peter said, our raffle tickets are 50 rand a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You can win a prize for two for a weekend in Cape Town, flights and accommodation paid at the Western Waterfront.
Wow.
So for 50 rand, that's what you can, that's what you, and you don't have to be at the ball to be entered into the draw for the first prize.
Yes. Okay, so let's just talk about tickets again, how to get the tickets for the ball and for the raffle.
Great, thank you. So, people can contact myself, Peter or John. My mobile number is 082-355-7840. I'll leave this flyer with you in case you get queries later on in the day.
Yes.
Thanks. My mobile number is 074-3160-710. So, please, we're looking forward, especially when you do the call-in now, to win a free ticket for the ball. We've got two tickets going up. You can call us. And if you need more for your friends, and please, the raffle is something quite exciting. Imagine the Western in Cape Town.
Waterfront. What have you?
Waterfront.
John, my mobile is 083-308-0718. And do please contact me if you're interested in playing in the golf day. You can play as an individual or as a couple or as a four ball. So look forward to hearing from you. And also just to say, we may have mentioned or alluded to it earlier on, but all you Radio Veritas listeners out there, one of the charities or organizations that we support with these fundraisers is Radio Veritas.
Mm-hmm. So I think let's take calls. Let's see who's on the line and what they're trying to answer. You live on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Hanya.
Hello, ma. Are you wanting to answer the question for today? Are you trying to go to the Spring Charity Ball?
No, I just want to say all the best to the Knights of the Gamma team for good job that they're doing. Hopefully everything goes successful.
So, gentlemen, you heard that.
Thank you very much for your well wishes.
Yes.
And your name?
It's Grace.
Grace. Of course, Grace Shoniwa. You are from Bryanston.
For the SSVP. Okay.
So there you go. Grace is saying, what do you gentlemen want to say to Grace?
Grace, thank you for your well wishes, and we hope to see you on Saturday if you're available.
Thank you so much.
God bless, Grace.
All right,
and let's take another call. You live on Radio Veritas.
Hi, Kanya, and hi to the gentlemen of Knights of the Gamma.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
So there you go. They say hello, good morning, and all that.
I heard one of the Knights says what attracted him to him, from Kimberly, what attracted him to the Knights was the cloak and the regalia that he wore. When I was younger, when we went to the cathedral and I saw these guys with their cloaks, it frightened me to know. And I thought, are there big bats walking on 2 feet? And now why are they okay? But then I heard, they are the guys that guards the bishop. I was afraid of them until a very, 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 very late age.
So at what age then did you get to understand, Aunt Frieda, what the Knights were all about?
Yeah, I think I was over my 20s. Yeah, and that as a result, when they said cathedral, I thought, yeah. I'm not going there because I'm not going to sleep. Those cloaks, as if they can cover you and fly away with you.
So, Frieda, sorry for frightening you, but underneath those cloaks, there are gentlemen with hearts of gold.
No, one of the, I noticed guys was one of my very, very dear friend and family friend, Dr. Dion Usen, is also a Knight.
Oh, Dion, very well.
Yeah, Dion, he's a Knight. And I always told him the story. He used to laugh and say, hey, Frieda, my yes, you can hear my car. He was hear my car from playing.
This base with it, so did say it.
Okay, so she says, say it again.
I say, and this net to hey, so did he say it. Yes, dear Makar.
So, Auntie Frieda, do you want to go to the Spring Charity Ball?
Yes, Hanya, if I don't have a senior minute and forget the answers to the question that you're going to say.
The question is really simple. John, do you want to ask the question?
The question is, what anniversary are the Knights of Da Gama in South Africa celebrating this year?
Yippee! 75 years!
Well done!
Congratulations.
So, Auntie Frida, it's obvious you're getting this. The you're going tickets. To the charity ball. Two tickets
yippee!
Is what you're getting. So, Auntie Frida, of course, we have your details and we'll give them to the gentleman.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Knight. I'm not afraid of your cloaks anymore. And I'm too heavy for you to fly away with me.
We won't wear them on Saturday night, okay?
Okay. That's my heart at ease.
Auntie Frida, thank you very much for
thank
your time.
You,
and that's, of course, Frida Campbell, our winner for the tickets this morning. So that was nice and quick. Anything else, gentlemen, you'd like to add?
Yeah. I'm speaking on the organization itself. We're encouraging our brothers, our young brothers there. They mustn't think the night is for old people only, or you must have gray hair to join. Any young man, even the youth, those who are entering university, who are already at university, can join. We've got the youngest knight in the country who's belonging in our council. He's only 21 years old. 21. And
yes.
He's a full brother, and he's a brother knight, and he's doing good work. And we're encouraging those young men out there, please. We know in some other areas, in other dioceses, people join so many sodalities. So we're saying, the night is there. Don't be scared.
Yes.
Please come and join us. You'll have a great experience of rediscovering yourself, rediscovering your faith and strengthening it and growing in your Catholicism.
And of course, right now you need to mark that calendar. You need to mark that date in your calendar, the 8th of September. It's the Spring Charity Ball in Myers Center in Bryanston. And the 11th of September is, of course, a charity golf day, and that's at Wanderers in Johannesburg. John, your last words?
Yeah, just to say to our Radio Veritas listeners out there, if you feel there's any way you can contribute, every little bit helps. So if you're able to make some donations in kind or in monetary value to Council 47 Bryanston, which covers not just Bryanston, but Rivonia, St. John's Parish,
Rosebank,
and Wendywood, and those surrounding areas. Great if you're able to support our council with our current fundraising efforts. But if you're elsewhere in the country, look out for the local Knights of Da Gama and contact them and make your contributions or donations to charity there. We'd really appreciate it.
You know, when you join a sodality, they have, you know, what they call the, there's that period where you're being indoctrinated, for lack of a better word, and then you sort of graduate into becoming a full member. How do you do it in the Knights?
So, Kanya, so we have 3 degrees of membership in the Knights. We have first degree members, so a gentleman joins and automatically we call them a brother. They're part of this international order. So they do their first degree modules. That can take anywhere up to 6 months. They then are elevated to the second degree. And so there's a different focus in terms of the modules there. The first modules are about the Knights, the history of the Knights, our rituals, etc. The second degree is all about spirituality, understanding your faith a lot better, understanding the catechism of the Catholic Church. And then you elevate it to a brother knight. And then you become a fully fledged member. You can participate in all the activities. You can attend all the ceremonies of your own council, also of other councils, all the initiation ceremonies and elevation ceremonies. So those are the 3 degrees of membership.
Okay. So there you go. Make sure you think about joining the Knights if you're a young man. 21 is the youngest knight. Come at 18 and be the youngest.
Yeah.
Why not? Oh, by the way, Peter, your last words there.
Yes, thank you. So just a reminder. So our banking details are on the Bryanston Catholic Church website. So if you Google www.bryanstoncatholic.co.za, if you go to the home page, at the bottom of the page, you'll find the banking details of the Knights of Da Gama. I won't give the details out on air. Go there, look for the details. They're on the form, on the flyer. I'll leave with you as well, so people can make donations. Our account number, our branch code, and the account name is there. And just God bless the listeners of Radio Veritas, and thank you for the good work that you do. The only Catholic radio station out there spreading good news. I think we need good news in this day and age of ours.
For a change.
For a change.
Always. No, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. And of course, we will see you with a whole lot of people that are listening to this now on Saturday at the Spring Charity Ball in the Myers Center. I'm not sure that I'll be joining you for the charity golf. Uh-huh. By the way, for people who don't play golf, what can they do on the day, John?
On the charity golf day?
Yes.
Yeah, we have some opportunities to assist at the charity golf day on the course. But to be perfectly honest, there's not a lot of opportunity on the day to assist. So the
yes.
opportunity is to assist with four of something, four donations or a cash donation to help bolster the funds
yes.
for the charity golf day. And we also, just in terms of sport, you know, the Knights of Da Gama in Gauteng have an annual bowls day on the 16th of June.
Oh,
so
yes.
we get involved in lots of other physical activities other than golf.
<Yes. laughs> So you have soccer and basketball and softball and all sorts of...
Well, if we don't have them now, we'll get them going if there are people interested.
Gentlemen, once again, thank you very much for your time. And it really has been great speaking to you. You can say hi to the people at home, actually.
Great. Thank
your
you.
Your family, so, Peter. Your
thank you. So to Dom and Danielle, if you're awake and you're listening, well, Dom is at varsity and my wife is at work. But love you all, and thank you again for this opportunity, Khanya. And to those that know me out there, God bless you all.
And that's the Grand Knight of Council 47, of course, that's Peter Henning. And of course, we have another Peter, as I said, surrounded by the rocks in the studio today. You want to say hi to?
Well, hi to my family, to my wife and my daughter, and the broader family out there. And I wish you all a good week and good health.
And good health. And of course, John.
I'd like to say hi to my wife, Veronica, whom I think is listening. Hi, Veronica. Mm-hmm. And I think my good friends, Anne and Bob, who I know are listening. And also to my son, Shane, and my daughter, Orla, who I know are very busy at work at the moment. I won't be listening.
Gentlemen,
but hi to everyone.
Once again, thank you very much for your time. And I'm sure we'll have lots and lots of people coming through to the charity ball on Saturday. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Kanye.
Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection.